And a good afternoon to you. Thank you for being on board. Glad to have you with us on a Tuesday. And about 18 minutes after the hour of 7, or after the hour of 1700, which is 5 o'clock, I can't get used to the time. It's driving me crazy. And, of course, our sign-off is at what I say last night. So it has to be at 29 and... What did I say last night? 29 and 25 seconds? Is that what I have to do? Okay. So anyway, you got to get it down to the second. We're glad to have you. We appreciate you being here. Appreciate the mercy of the Lord. Election Day 2022. And again, appreciate you being with us. And if you've heard everybody talking about it, but if you haven't voted, by all means, it's not too late. As a matter of fact, probably in the next hour and a half, the next 2 hours, we'll decide the elections in most places. And that's the truth. And so it's that close in so many races. It's that close. You say, my vote don't count. You cannot believe how many races have been lost by one vote per precinct. And that's the truth. So, yeah, you need to go. You need to go. You need to go. Remind you that you have to go down to your precinct wherever you're registered. That's where you have to go vote at. You have to go there because it's election day. You cannot do the one stop and all that. Yeah, and you have to be registered to vote in order to vote today, previously, okay? All right, let's look at traffic. 26 looks good. 25, it looks okay. 240 doesn't look too good over around the Bowcatcher Cut right there. And it's westbound. That don't look too good. But everything else around is pretty good this afternoon. 191's pretty good. The stoplight at Avers Creek looks okay. We had problems in the gorge earlier, but apparently they have quit. And they've been working over there. And so it is slow coming back in right now from Tennessee. And I say slow, it's off the pace. It's considered moderate traffic. And it's just about a mile before you get to 276 coming back east on 40. Earlier, it was really backed up. But now it is calmed down. I think they've quit for the day. I'm looking at other issues. I don't see a whole lot going on other than Highway 129 is closed. And if you don't know where that's at, that's the tail of the dragon that goes over into... Yeah, it goes over into Tennessee, Tallahassee, Tennessee. Right there at the state closes actually at the state line. That's where they've got it closed at the Tennessee state line, 129. Not sure why, but they do have that closed. All right. That's what I can tell you about right now. Let's drop off the mountain right quick and see. Greenville got all kind of problems today. Okay, so. We are, interestingly enough, okay, let me get my bearings. Okay, so we're pretty bad today from 101. It's very slow down around the airport. It will calm back down for just a little ways, and then it's going to get real slow again there at 385. You'll be off the pace at 291 and then down at 185 and 85, and then you're clear. Coming northbound, you've got an absolute stoppage. I think it's, okay, here's a wreck. 85 northbound. It's between 385 and Pelham, and it's got traffic pushed all the way back down toward the motor mile. Yeah, all of that's just about stopped through there. And when I say just about stopped, it may very well be stopped just from looking at it. So, yeah, it's possible that it's completely stopped. So not sure, but that's what I'm seeing anyway. All right, I'm looking around, and everything else looks to be okay. Don't see too many wrecks today other than that one on 85. That's a common thing, okay? All right, we are glad again to have you. We appreciate the goodness of the Lord and appreciate God's blessing here this afternoon. Very quickly, 63 degrees on the outside, and in Greenville-Spartanburg, they were showing 70. Asheville Airport is showing 69 degrees. Weatherman says that we are going to have a chance of rain. 59 is the temperature tomorrow, which is off the, you know, cool, much cooler than it is right now. And then increasing clouds, a 30% chance of showers on Thursday afternoon, a 90% chance of showers on Thursday night, heavy rain, and an 80% chance of heavy rain on Veterans Day. And that's going to quench some Veterans Day activities. For Friday night, 42, 57 Saturday, 25 Saturday night. And here's where it starts getting interesting. So we're below freezing on 25 on Saturday night. The high on Sunday is 46, and that's not a misprint. The low on Sunday night is 24, and the high on Monday is 45. 45. The low on Monday night is 24, and the high on Tuesday is 49. We won't see 50 once it drops below 50 on Saturday. We won't see it again until the middle of the week. If then. Yeah. We're catching up on cold weather here. Ain't that something? I'm telling you. Okay, let's quickly share with you that today, our listeners' portion on the 8th day of November, sponsored, did we have, were we on the wrong one yesterday? Nope, they did it yesterday, okay, and then did it again today. What about that? Okay, so it's a duplicate. The general operating budget of Anchor Broadcasting today being sponsored by Micah Youngblood in thankfulness for the Lord's provision. Also in thankfulness for Pastor Randy Barton and Mrs. Doris Barton and all they do for the ministry of Anchor Baptist Church. Also the network budget sponsored by Micah Youngblood. He's thankful for his parents, missionaries David and Tammy Youngblood, and the great example they've been to him in Kiana, Alaska. Now he did this yesterday and he did it again today. And I have got his birthday card in my pocket. And happy birthday to Micah today. He's a fine young man and come through our program here and is now on staff, and we love and appreciate him. So the Micah Youngblood's on the birthday list, and then Dolores Dodson, God bless you. Congratulations. I'm going to alphabetize my cities because I got confused there with them yesterday. So let's see. I've got so many duplicates. Here we go. Anchorage, Ann Arbor, Asheville, Benton, Birmingham, Brevard, Charlotte, Denver, El Monte, Fayetteville, Fort Mill. And come on, Fort Mill. That screen, I don't know why it hangs on me like it does. Oh, I push the click and it waits and then it moves. Grassy Creek, Greensboro, Greer, Hendersonville, Houston, Islamabad, Lake City, Lancaster, Manchester, Menominee Falls, Morrisville, Mountain View, Nassau, Ottawa, San Diego, Toledo, Tyler, Europe, Italy. Italy's with us today. Congratulations to Italy. And where else? It's not going to let me move the screen. It has froze up. Okay, here we go. It slid down. Weaverville and Wilmington rounded out today. And appreciate that. Appreciate everybody being on today. God bless you. Thank you very much. I wanted to share this with you. I can't share too much. But I can tell you that a missionary serving the Lord and has not been there long in Baghdad, Iraq, has been murdered. It was apparently an ambush. He had his wife and child in the car, and a group apparently were going to take him for hostage. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but that's what the police in Baghdad say. They feel like that they were going to take him hostage, and it was a hostage taking the American hostage gone bad, and they shot him and killed him. We have connections to this family. I don't know them, but I know people who know them. They are out of a ministry that we support. And so nothing is being said a whole lot. They're saying that he was a aid worker, and that's correct. He was there on an English teaching visa, which is how you get in and out of Iraq. So we had one killed in Cameroon a couple of years ago, murdered, shot, killed him dead, and left a wife and kids. That was another ministry that we're familiar with. And now a second missionary has been martyred, and that's exactly what it is. They've been martyred for the cause of Christ. And our hearts are hurting for that family, and we are saddened that this has happened. But the only thing I can say and the only consolation that I have is that God allowed it. And, the Lord, he let it happen. We have to believe that God is in control. We have to believe that things like this that happen are, you know, as, while it may not be His will, He did not intervene and stop it. He could have, and He did not. And sometimes that's very difficult to swallow. It sure is. The other thing that is, and I'll talk more about this in a moment, the other thing that is paramount today, the East Coast of the United States lost internet a little after 1 o'clock in the morning, including Transylvania County and surrounding areas, and was down until this morning, all night long. It affected cities all the way up the East Coast, big cities. And this just goes to show you how shaky the internet is and how dangerous it is to put all of our eggs in that basket, and yet that we do it every day. We do it every day. You know, everybody relies on the internet every day. And the problem is our 911 system, the phone system that we call out on copper. Don't even matter if you have a copper phone. It also goes over the internet to Rock Hill. And so it affected everybody. This is the third major internet outage that we have had in 12 months that I'm aware of. More on the other side. Stay tuned for part two. Okay, I missed the last da-da-da-da-da at the end of it. So I'm going to have to speed it up a little bit tomorrow there. And so, okay, well, anyway, good night to the AM crowd. Let me go to the text line and share some information. So apparently there is a fire over at the Dragon Tail, and that it was caused by a motorcycle accident, and they have closed that road to through traffic, okay? Also, traffic on 40 is stopped. Where? Where on 40 are you stopped at? Because I don't see that, okay? I don't see 40. Oh, I bet you're talking about in right there at 25 in Biltmore Forest, because that's the only place I can see that is 40 is stopped. But it does look like 40 is stopped right there between 25, the Biltmore exit, and that wasn't there earlier. That's just happened. So I'm assuming there's a wreck. So from Highway 25 going west, just before we get to the farmer's market, that whole stretch right through there, it looks like it is just about completely stopped. Okay? Yeah, just about. All right? Got people. I've got a poll worker who has texted me saying that they've got 350 voters and people standing in line. All right, good deal, good deal. There is an election voter fraud hotline, 866-522-4723. Yep, and so that is available if somebody feels that something is not as it should be. All right, just saying. All right, and... I say keep everybody honest. Keep them honest. That's what I say. Keep them honest. I showed my identification today, and the poll worker acted like she got offended. The deal is that I do it every time to show people I've got a debt. For number one, I have a government-issued ID. And number two, it's not a great burden for me to show it. I tried to explain that to her, I said, I'm protesting the North Carolina Supreme Court. And she said, well, I don't work for them. Okay. So I think she missed the point that the law in North Carolina says that you're supposed to show an ID. And the Supreme Court has said it's unconstitutional. It's not unconstitutional to show your ID to get food stamps. It's not unconstitutional to show your ID to get on welfare. It's not unconstitutional to show your ID to ride a moped, and it's not unconstitutional to show your ID to buy liquor, cigarettes, vaping supplies. It's not and it's not unconstitutional to show your driver's license to buy decongestant. But it is unconstitutional to show your driver's license to vote. That's why we need to change the Supreme Court in this state very, very badly. And I'm hoping that that's what happens. I'm hoping that that's what we get. That's what I'm hoping. There's some changes are made. Okay. All right. I've got several things that I want to share with you. I want to give you some more on this internet outage. The company name is Segra, S-S-E-G-R-A. So It was not Comporium's issue. Comporium did not go down. It was a company that serves much of the East Coast. They also serve St. Louis for whatever reason. So they serve as far north, like up in Cleveland, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., Columbus, Richmond, Norfolk, Greensboro, Charlotte, Raleigh, Greenville, Knoxville. It looks like they serve Atlanta. And it looks like to me that they serve some part of eastern Kentucky, but I'm not sure where. Anyway, that group went down last night or this morning. And this, I'm reading a story to you now. And it says, this is a warning to businesses. Major internet outage today being reported across the United States. Issues being reported by several major outlets, including Comcast, Verizon, and AT&T. Comcast is calling it an external network issue. It comes shortly after the one-year anniversary of the major DDoS attack on the DYN last year that crippled the internet for an entire day. There are no firm reports of a cause as of yet. According to Down Detector, a site that tracks outages, Comcast customers are experiencing problems in Mountain View, Denver, Portland, Chicago, Seattle, New York, San Francisco, Houston, Minneapolis, and Boston. Okay, well, that's not the same one. So it's a level above them then, because none of those cities that I just told you are the ones that's on the other list. Huh. Okay, so, okay, well, anyway, I thought I was right. Apparently not. So it's bigger than I thought it was. Okay, bigger than I thought it was. Also, I I'm just going to read you the report, and this is being carried by Reuters. And this is what they are saying, the international news agency Reuters. They're saying that Iraqi security forces stand guard outside the hospital where the body of a U.S. citizen who was killed in Baghdad is being held. A U.S. citizen was killed on Monday in central Baghdad after a failed attempt to kidnap him, Iraqi police said. The body was taken to a hospital in the capital's Karada district. An initial hospital report indicated the death caused by a bullet. Police source said the victim was carrying an identification card showing his job as an English teacher. Another police source said armed men in a vehicle opened fire at an SUV carrying the victim and shot him dead. According to eyewitnesses, they say the armed men were trying to kidnap the American citizen. According to the Iraqi news agency, the country's armed forces commander-in-chief gave an order to form an investigative committee into the killing of the U.S. citizen. The U.S. State Department said they were aware of the reports of an American killed in Iraq and was looking into them, according to a spokesperson. And they are saying that they would not release anything else. I do know who it is. I know the name. I know someone that went to school with them. And our hearts are saddened, greatly saddened, for the killing of this missionary. And his family was missionaries. It's true, they were aid workers. They went in under that. It's true that he was an English teacher. That's right. That's how you get in the country. But he was also a missionary there. And so it's a heavy burden when you hear of this. And, of course, Baghdad's a dangerous place. But I will tell you this. Your chances of survival are much better in Baghdad as an American citizen. Your chances are much higher of survival in Baghdad than they are in Chicago. Your chances of dying in Chicago are much higher as an American citizen than they are dying in Baghdad. That's not to take anything away from this killing, okay? But I'm just saying, it looks like that they staged this, that one car stopped in front of them or wrecked in front of them, something to that as a tactic to get their vehicle stopped and then took him or tried to take him and ended up killing him. And so, I'm getting reports from businesses, internet down at 1:30 this morning, Optimum, and said that they don't show outages on the website. Well, what happened was because it's so far up the line, it was primarily an outage, but you could still get, some people got trickles of data during the night, but it was just trickles for the most, I mean, Comporium was fine. The fiber was fine. It's somebody above them that went down. Now, what's interesting is that we had a pretty big solar storm yesterday, right? Was it yesterday or last night or Sunday night? Pretty big one. A little unusual one, actually. Pretty good size. And so, not sure that had anything to do with it. They're saying Comporium went down. Well, so imagine it this way, that I don't know, hardly know how to say it. Let's say that we're trying to get into North Carolina, okay, from Tennessee. And I-40's shut down in the gorge coming into North Carolina. Well, if that happens, then all the tributaries of that's going to, so, you know, all the roads leading off of 40, all of the intersecting roads are going to be affected. That's the way it is with these, with a national outage like this. It affects all of your smaller companies, and it affects, but the problem is, folks, it affects shopping. It affects buying gasoline. Did you know that most stations cannot sell you gasoline if the internet goes down? There's no way to, they don't even know what to charge. Did you know that they change it? They change the price of the gasoline remotely from somewhere else in the United States, and the big chain stores that sell gasoline have no control over the local price. Did you know that? If the internet's down, they cannot pump gas. Say, how do you know? I got hung. I got hung in an internet outage down in Columbia, South Carolina, and I pulled up and they could not sell me fuel. Whole place sitting full, waiting for fuel, and nobody could, they couldn't do nothing. Nothing. One thing, couldn't sell me a drop. And me slam out. Oh yeah, been there, done that. I'm grateful it didn't happen during the day today. You talk about panic. And by the way, it affected cell phones. It affected security systems. It affected any type of commerce. It affected phone systems, the copper phone systems. You got a phone in your house that's hooked to copper that goes out, the old-timey phone system, it affected it. Because a lot of people don't understand that the switch is no longer up here in town. The switch is in Rock Hill. And it goes, the signal leaves here and goes down there, switches, and comes back. If you call your neighbor across the street, it goes through Rock Hill. It's part of centralizing. And that's all fine and well, as long as everything stays up. But again, this time, we it happened twice last year. About this time, I think it was in December, we had two major outages, both of them occurring in the middle of the night, and then this one last night. What happens is these outfits, they usually have redundancy, so they'll have one pipe, I'll call it a pipe, and they're going to do maintenance on it. And so they'll have a schedule out and outage at such and such a time. So they're going to take this one down to work on it, but not to worry, they got a spare tire, right? And so this one's going to work fine. And then they take this one down, and then this one breaks. You have a flat on your spare. Now what you going to do? Exactly. You're going to do without. And that's what happened. I say again, people need to stop using pure plastic. You need to have some cash. It needs to be small bills. It needs to be 20s. That's my favorite. You need to have cash on hand. Somebody says it's dangerous. I say it's dangerous not to have some cash. That's just my opinion. Because you can't get it out of the bank. If the internet's down, the bank's not going to operate. You can't get it out of the bank. Nothing can happen. Nothing can move. Now, I have seen stores. I went to Walmart during Hurricane Floyd. They had no electricity. They were meeting people at the front door. They were taking us back in Walmart, letting us pick out something. They were writing down the price off the shelf, coming to the front, and if you had cash, they would sell it to you. And if you didn't, they wouldn't. That's how it was. And the other part of it is they didn't take hundreds, and they didn't take 50s, and they didn't have change. So I made sure I got about $19 worth of stuff in my arms, because I can carry $19 worth. And I told them, keep the change, because they weren't making change anyway. Just keep the change. That's why I say $20 bills are your friend. And should we have something happen to the internet and this thing goes down, we are so dependent upon that. Our cell phones quit working. Our house phones quit working. Most means of communications quit working. I've had people asking me, what about the station here? We operate our own network. Okay? So what we have is ours. Doesn't mean it can't fail. But our network that ties us together belongs to us, and we have a leased line that we lease. It's not dependent upon internet. It's just a leased line. We are looking to go beyond that. We are looking to lease a dry fiber. So that's something that we're looking into. We're also looking to doing some more 5 gigahertz aerial, digital. And so we're looking at doing a tri-pop, tie the AM to the FM to the studio, and have a three-way network. That's what we're working on right now. We're in the planning stages trying to get it all together. And so we're working on it. And I'm trying to get duplicity. I'm trying to have two of everything. I'm trying to have, you know, if we have a generator fail, we have a portable we can pull in and we can crank it and we can get it going if we have a generator fail. If we have a transmitter fail, that we can flip to an alternate transmitter. We have two new transmitters, AM and an FM, but we obviously can't just flip the switch to get them on. But I could have the FM back on. If an FM went down right now, I could probably have it back on within an hour on the new transmitter. The AM, we got some time. We can't get parts. We cannot find parts to install the thing. We got the transmitter, like to never got it, but we got it. Now I can't find the parts to install it with. They're out. They told me that a custom-designed generator switch would take 2 years for delivery. 2 years. Yeah. So somebody's asking, do you think the internet disruption could be election interference of some sort? Russia admitted yesterday. They admitted to meddling again. Yeah. Somebody's talking about the solar flare. So the solar flare was a very large one, came unexpected to the scientists. I wonder if that could have been an effect of the internet outage. I've got a man who will know. I just haven't been able to communicate with him. He's had his hands full with all this stuff's going down. The one thing that, you know, I'm not that smart, but I surround myself with people who are, if that makes any sense. Yeah. I'm serious when I say that. I'm serious when I say that. There are a lot of things I don't know about, but I surround myself with people who do, and I've got some of the most intelligent people that I know that are contributors here. And if the phone works, I can get to them, and we can talk about it. Yeah. So. Well, I appreciate that. Somebody said WGCR is critical for the area. truthfully, right now, right now, at this very moment, should an emergency sound, and it required national attention. I've got a mouse right here that I can touch. I just brought it up. I could take our transmitter to around 60,000 watts. That's what it's actually rated at, is at 60. It runs along at 50, but it'll do 60. And the Federal Communication Code 73.1250 says that a station manager may use any means at his disposal to communicate life-saving information to the public. Period. In other words, if an emergency happened, not only would this station serve the local area, it would serve the eastern seaboard. But greater than that, it could serve almost all of the United States. Basically, it would serve everywhere that's dark. So as darkness rolls toward California, so would the signal. So if it's dark, they could hear us. And that's the truth. Well, I mean, at 25,000 watts, we've never done it at 50. At 25,000, we had a station threaten to sue us. I had to get lawyers. Well, we were coming in, as the old saying, wall to wall and treetop tall in Chicago. And there's another 720 station in Chicago. We were shutting them down. And they were mad because they couldn't clear their beer commercials for their ball game. And we were talking to people. We were talking to people who worked at the FCC trapped in traffic on the Beltway in D.C. We had employees of the Federal Communication Commission listening to us in downtown D.C. So what I'm saying is it seems unlikely, and I won't go into the reason. It seems unlikely, but the way this station was built, it was never built for nighttime. They would never have approved our skywave pattern at night. That's just, it's impossible. They would never have approved it. But since we weren't going to be used at night, it wasn't an issue, right? But through an actual mistake that was made, our station has skywave characteristics that you would think we're trying to beam something to Mars. It's staggering how much of our pattern throws straight up toward the ionosphere. And of course, when it thickens up, it bounces. And that's how we get this miraculous skip. This time of the year, it's not unusual to hear people in Pennsylvania listening on their car radio in Pennsylvania. I've had it many times in Pennsylvania. We've had them in Arkansas. We've had them listen all over. Doing some testing, we did the 10,000. We had calls from Arkansas. When we went 25,000, again, it was all the way in northern Illinois. Coming in like a local station. So the daytime, you shoot ground wave. It's a totally different animal. At night, the AM bounces. And it's as if we turned the antenna and threw it at an angle up into the air, for lack of a better terminology. Yeah, you'd think that we have like a dish or something pointed up at the sky and a beam in our signal at the ionosphere. Again, it's a mistake. It wasn't designed. I mean, it would never fly, but it works. And it's one of the few stations in America that can do that. And so, yeah, during the blizzard of 93, this station activated the National Guard. Congressman Charles Taylor come on and did a federal decree activating the National Guard of the state of North Carolina. Because everything was down, nobody could get any communication. He activated them because we couldn't get in touch with Raleigh, couldn't get in touch with anybody. So on a federal level, he called them up over this station, and they couldn't get any signal. He also brought us a Black Hawk in, And we rescued people all up down the spine of the parkway during the blizzard of 93. Sure did. There's a governor's award here somewhere. I don't know, it's in one of the closets or somewhere. I don't know where it's at. But there's an award from the governor at the time over it. And what the funny part of it was, we were snowbound. We couldn't go nowhere. The snow was up to the hood of an F-150 pickup truck. Well, there was a snow day that came down the French Broad River. And it blowed the drifts, deepest I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen anything like it. It blowed drifts. Everett Road had a drift that they estimate between 15 and 20 feet deep on Everett Road. At a cut there. It filled that whole valley full of snow. They stuck a regular truck, and then they stuck a motor grader. They end up bringing a rubber-tired front-end loader down here and dipping that out. That's how bad it was. Oh, it's bad. I'm telling you, it's bad. Everything is stuck. The DMV, Henderson County DOT, their transmissions went down. Their radio went down. They contacted us. They said, we're telling all of our everybody to turn on AM 720. We're going to call you and tell you where they need to go. I said, okay. And I'd come on the air and I'd say, this is a point-to-point message for Henderson County DMV or DOT plow truck number 17. They need you to go to Highway 25. Truck 15 is stuck. Need you to go get him. He's halfway down the mountain, so and so and so and so. Multiple times. Point-to-point messages between people. Point-to-point messages between agencies. It was a woman who called here and said, my husband and children are stranded on the parkway. They got snowed in. They hiked up last night, and they're in the graveyard fields. Charles Taylor got a Blackhawk to come in, go get them. Come back, it wasn't them. Went back again, it still wasn't them. But it was helicopters full. They rescued people all the way down the spine of the parkway. They finally got the ones we was looking for, but they got... When they saw the helicopter, people come out and begin to wave their arms. And, yeah, it was life or death, folks. It was 5 feet deep up there. And cold. Yeah. Crazy, crazy stuff. So how was voter turnout? When I voted, it was, and Boyd's the biggest district in Transylvania County, I was voter number 261. That's bad. If North Carolina, if we vote 40% today, we'll have a good midterm. In a presidential, we only vote about 60. If North Carolina has 40% overall, it'll be amazing. We'll see. I know. Harden everything you can to EMP. Well, I've been talking about that for a very long time. And, I can't, you know, I got people call me all kind of names and all kind of things. But the bottom line is that we're due it naturally speaking. And it can also be weaponized. It can be done weaponized, okay? So my fear is not China. My fear is a rogue nation lobbing something up in the stratosphere and putting us back into the Stone Ages. Somebody said, well, it'd be like back in Little House on the Prairie. Well, how many of you have a mule and a wagon and a plow and a well you can dip water out of and a wood stove you can stay warm with and hens and chickens and self-sufficient farm? Now, there's some of you that do. Most don't. I'm sorry. Said, I'm at the Lester Library waiting in line to vote. Said, I had to park over at the firehouse. Now, I want to say something to you. It's my understanding that if you are in line, you get to vote. Now, I think I'm right. In other words, just because you didn't get in to vote, it's my understanding that they will come out and mark the line. Nobody's allowed after you. But at the cutoff time, they will let everybody that's there vote. Now, that's what I was told. And I can't swear to that, but I was told that. Don't give up. Stand there. I don't care if it's 10 o'clock tonight. You stand right there. You stay in line. Don't give up. Literally, America hangs in the balance. And somebody said, you're being dramatic, preacher. Not as dramatic as I want to be. If you knew how bad I wanted, listen, I'd be screaming at the top of my lungs trying to convince people. You have no idea the foundation that has been eroded from everything that this nation holds high and holy. It's being attacked on a federal level. And if we don't take this country back, we won't have a country to take back in 2 years. And if we don't get some common sense back in the House and Senate, there won't even be a free election again. And I mean, if not sure the last one was, not sure this one is. I'm telling you. And I'm not one of these bug-eyed conspiracy theorists. I'm just telling you. I've seen enough. I know enough. And I didn't read it on the internet, okay? I've got enough personal eyewitness testimony to tell you that we are in a bad way. People who would testify in a court of law to tell you things, irregularities and things that have happened that they saw with their own eyes. And I won't go into it, okay? Love you. Thank you. Appreciate you. Pray for this missionary family. Get this wife and child out of the country. The trauma, can't even imagine the trauma that family's going through. If I get some more information, we may try to raise them some money. I don't know. We'll see. I know who it is. I mean, I don't know exactly what to do at this point. I'm sure their church is going to help them. Their board's going to help them. But we want to try to help too if we can. So God bless you. Thank you so much. Let's pray. Father, we pray for this grieving young wife, this child, and the trauma of losing their father in their presence. Lord, I pray, God, that you would hold those responsible accountable. Lord, I'm praying for our nation. Lord, we know that the things that we hold dear are in jeopardy. Lord, I pray that the people of God will wake up. Lord, we'll stand up. Lord, we'll step up. Be the salt and light that you commanded us to be. We plead the blood and ask this in Christ's holy name. Amen and amen. Thank you for being on board. I'm Pastor Randy Barton. Till we meet again, whether on the air or in the air, may God richly bless you, is our prayer.